Knicks in five. Knicks in five. 888-808-1019. In case you just missed it, the Knicks are going to host three watch parties. Quickly, you can go to Knicks.com/playoffs to register. Hopefully, they take us, those that register at 3:55 in the morning, into consideration. You know, like diehards. You know what I mean? Not those people that are registering, waking up, eating their bagel, toasted bagel with coffee at 8:30 a.m. No, you want the diehards that are up all night long looking to get into one of these watch parties. And for me, if I have the choice, just so you know, it's going to be Radio City for me. But I'm not going alone. Only if they offer me two. If it's a one, I'm going to decline it. Sorry to say, but I'm going to decline it. I'll find a bar in Jersey to go to with a friend or two or a group. I don't even know. Anyway, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. We go right down the list here. Michael in Lake Mary, Florida. What's up there, Michael?
Danielle, let's go Knicks. Let's go.
Did you find that a bar been, down that, there in Florida, Michael, that you can go to?
No, we're just going to get together with a couple of friends down here in the house. All good.
All right.
All good for that.
But hey,
listen. Oh, it's been a while. Good to have you back on the air, by the way. Awesome.
Great to be back.
And Danielle, for all the years I've called you, this is the night. This is the night I've waited for. When is Danielle going to have the show that it's on the premises of a championship?
Yep.
And here it is.
Yep.
Right in front of us.
Here it is.
your opening caller there. Come on.
I know.
You deserve better than that. I hope this guy doesn't win like the lottery, because he'll be the one to complain about the taxes he has to pay. I mean, come on.
I know. Every call tonight has been positive. Every one of them has been positive, except for caller number one, Paul in Yonkers. He's not happy with Mikhail Bridges and Landry Shamet. Come on.
Oh, he's famous on Boomer's call show in the morning too. If you ever catch that, he's always negative about everything. So I'm going to spin it the other way. It's
right.
A positive night for us. All right. Anyway, a couple of things here. One is, and I know you've seen the video of this. Nobody's talking about the Wembanyama. By the way, I'm going to call him Wine Banyama. That's his new name for
yeah,
me.
That's a good
okay.
One. Yeah.
I'm not going to. There you go. What about this two-step Texas stomp that he almost took out OG's knee? Did you see that,
Blake? Yes, I did.
Did you see that?
Yeah, his size 25 feet, whatever they are, just 2 feet, and just put all of his weight. Good thing he missed him. Good thing, I think he missed him, right? But, like, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, that's a career ender if he hits him there, okay?
Yes.
That's a career ender. Seriously.
Yes.
That's terrible. I will not root for this guy after this series. I didn't know I didn't really watch him too much this year, but I could have accepted that, all right, the Knicks would have beat them, in the future they're a championship team down the road. The Spurs, I can't even root for them ever after this to me. I will not root for them with this man on that team.
It just sucks because Dylan Harper, I have such a connection with, I had his sister in my class. Like, it just sucks. I would root for him. I wouldn't ever again root for Wemby at all. Wembanyama. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not on a, you know.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that other nonsense either with that stuff there. But I just had to bring that part up. And as far as the other little point too, I wanted to make as well was the fact that yes, anything is possible that somebody can come back. I mean, look, when the Rangers were up 3-1 against Vancouver in '94, the city was in the same frenzy for Game 5. They lost that Game 5, and they lost Game 6. They regrouped for Game 7. Let's hope it doesn't come down to that, obviously. But there's always a little chance out there, because what are they supposed to say? They're going to lose. But listen, this Knicks team is battle tested. Mike Brown has made adjustments along the way, right? I feel it's over. They're going to win Game 5, and we're going to be just celebrating all week long. It's going to be fantastic. But I'm going to leave you with two numbers here: 4 and 48. Four quarters, 48 minutes. Let's go. Let's get a title. You have a great night. And last shout out to you, by the way. Congratulations on your Coach of the Year. Well deserved, because of what you've done, not only for that team, but for that community, for those girls, because that's something that a lifetime they should remember what you've done for them. So
thank you.
Fantastic. And all the best to you, all right? We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Michael. Let's go Knicks. Knicks in five.
All right, let's go. All right, let's go. All right, bye.
Bye. Yeah, so one of the updates since the last time you and I have talked, I won Coach of the Year for our division of our slice of North Jersey flag football. just it's just a lot because, you know, maybe you don't know. I'll try to explain it the best I can. This is my second year. Before I got there, the team had won one game over the prior two seasons. Last year, we won three games. This year, I'll keep it short. This year, we qualified for our section of the state tournament, you know. We were the 7 seed. And we ended up losing the game in, like, crushing fashion. But, you know, our goal at the beginning of the year, which was a lofty goal, was to make the state tournament. And we did. So we met that goal. Most of the girls are returning for next year. So, you know, there's only going to be only up from here. And watch out for us, you know, next year. Watch out for us. But the shock kind of is that most of the coaches all coach boys football together in the fall. So to be able to crack the boys club, so to speak, and penetrate the boys club and win coach of the year for our division, it's pretty significant for me. And maybe you'd be saying, like, oh, well, who cares, you know? But, like, they're all men in our division. And maybe they had favors to each other from the fall. I'll vote for you. You know, I don't know. I don't know these people. I really don't know them. And I just am grateful that they were able to see it objectively, you know? And so, so coach of the year for 2026 flag football season. And only up from here. That's for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. We go to Mikey in Mayapak. Mikey wants to talk Yankees on Spurs elimination day. Mikey, come on.
I mean, everybody's talking about the Knicks, you know? I got nothing different to say than what everybody else is saying.
All right. I get it.
Knicks. I want Knicks in 5, Knicks in 6, Knicks in 7. I don't care. Just win the championship.
Yeah.
I don't care when they do it, how they do it. Just do it.
All right. Got it.
But talking about Volpe, because I was listening to the game.
Yeah.
And Susan Waldman, oh, man, she cracked me up. She was like, you know, everybody's playing for the Yankees right now except Volpe, who's on the bench.
Oh.
And I just felt so bad. They're making him sound like Lupus from the Bad News Bears, you know.
Oh, boy.
But do you think it's time to move on? Like, how many chances are we going to give him? Like, I love the guy and everything, but, you know, he's having more bad days than good.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think the Yankees are using him incorrectly. You know, they're trying to make him a power hitter, which he's not.
Yes.
You know, he's got to be like a gap to gap, get on base, steal a base, and you know, if he just didn't swing from the heels, I could see him batting like 280.
Yeah.
You know, and batting top of the lineup. That's the type of player he is. But they're making him like a power hitter, and you know, they're just killing him. Psychically, you know, his psychology is off.
I know.
And, you know, his confidence is shot.
Uh-huh.
And now if you're going to trade him, nobody wants him. You know, who wants a shortstop that makes 30 errors a season? That's 210.
210. He's hitting 083 right now. It's not looking good right now.
Oof, No, that ain't good.
I know. And look, I love him. I've also, you know, it's a little hard when you have a personal connection, obviously. You know, it's hard.
I lived in Hudson Valley. I saw him play with the Renegades and everything, and he was like this big, hot, you know, player, big shot. And, you know, and I was like, oh, maybe this guy's going to be something. And he's just falling short, and I just feel so bad for the guy. You know, but. You know, what do you think the Yankees should do here on out?
I mean, I don't know. And you got George Lombard surging, Mikey. You got him surging. And could he be the shortstop in August? And then could you deal Caballero possibly and make the Volpe your base stealer, your pinch runner, and see what happens in the offseason? Possibly. Maybe that's the move. I don't know. You know, and you got a personal connection to the guy, and it's hard. It's hard when they don't do well. I don't know. You know, he's hitting 083 over his last 7 games. Like, obviously, that's not good. Obviously. But like you said, the faster he can figure out he's not a home run hitter, he's a gap-to-gap guy, you know, just get on base and then put pressure on the opposite team that way. I mean, the better it's going to be for him, the sooner he can figure that out. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. We go to Stuart in Brooklyn. Hey, Stuart, what's on your mind?
Oh, Coach, we need you on the phone. We need you on the radio more often.
Thank like you.
7 days a week, 24/7.
I can make myself available.
Iconic moments? Row 8, July 9th, 1969, Shea Stadium.
I wonder what happened then.
Not one three-ball count, one out, bottom, top of the ninth. A guy named Qualls, who we never heard of again. Jimmy Qualls. No, the perfect game.
Well, here's the thing, though. But it's great. It's a great moment there, Stuart. But the parameters, it's because it's Knicks championship. It's during championship games.
I was listening on a portable radio to Game 7,
uh-huh.
and I heard through that tiny speaker,
yeah.
the crowd at the Garden blew the ceiling off the place.
Yeah.
Willis Reed coming out, hitting the first two jump shots, and then Clyde took over.
Crazy.
And they smoked them. They wiped them out. I mean, how about this one? Okay, let's go non-sports related. How about this? November 1991, 1025th Avenue. My dispatcher said, you better be a good little boy. You're picking up, I'll give you the initials. J-O-K.
J-O-K.
A female.
Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis?
Mm-hmm.
J-K-O. I don't know how I just got that. I really don't know how I just got
Onassis
that.
Jacqueline Onassis Kennedy.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
She came walking out, and it was the day after Fred McMurray passed away.
Mm.
From my three sons. As she came out of that 1025th Avenue, my jaw went through the floor. I mean, here comes the most classiest first lady we will ever see walking toward me.
What'd you do?
Opened the door, made sure she got in correct, and closed the door. And she started talking. We were talking about pregnant Murray, how she watched my three sons. And I had to bite my tongue because I felt like telling her, I watched you.
Mm-hmm.
I had to bite my tongue. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay.
Well, Stuart, that's awesome. And I think, thanks for the call, but I don't want this to spill into other things. Let's regain the focus here. What I'm asking for is, if you have one, iconic moments, snapshots, photos in your mind, you know, and I'm not talking Babe Ruth ears. I'm talking like, you know, ones that people have been around for. Iconic moments in New York championship lore, basically. And I gave the example of David Tyree with the helmet catch and this OG Anunoby reach in and tip in if the Knicks end up winning the championship. Some other suggestions were the Tino Martinez Grand Slam, Game 1 of the World Series. Mike Richter save on the penalty shot, like all that stuff, all those types of things. That was in the Stanley Cup. So that's, let me redirect, and that's what I'm kind of looking for. Okay, let's go to Bob in Bayside. He's got an iconic moment. What's up there, Bob?
Yeah, before I get to your opinion about the Tyree catch,
yeah,
great call by that 82-year-old guy.
I'm
a year younger than him. I'm a year younger than him, and I remember 70 and 73 like it was yesterday.
Mm.
And that late 50s team that he listed, Carl Braun and Dick McGuire,
mm-hmm.
he forgot one guy who was, believe it or not, in those days, there were very few black players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's name was Sweetwater Clifton. That's one guy I forgot. Anyway, by the way, your opinion about Tino's Grand Slam, you do remember that right before he hit the Grand Slam, the umpire called a ball when it was completely strike three.
Mm-hmm.
He got the benefit of that call. People couldn't believe it. And then he hit the Grand Slam right after that.
Well, you know,
now,
it is what it is.
Well, your opinion of Tyree was great, except for one thing. There was still time left in the game, and they still had to go down and score.
Right.
This guy, Obi, his play was with 1.2 seconds to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then he coupled it with blocking Fox going in on a layup. So it was a double whammy, and it was much more important than the Tyree catch.
Well,
because they still had to go in for a touchdown after that catch.
Right, I know, and Plaxico Burress caught it. But look, the Knicks still have to win it, but but maybe I can be convinced.
And by the way, a journal, I forget who the journalist was a few days ago. He listed the four New York Knick moments: the Willis two shots,
yeah.
The Larry Johnson 4-point play, the Allen Houston sideline shot ending the game in '99, mm-hmm. and the John Starks dunk over Jordan. He listed those four as great New York plays.
I mean, anything involving dunking over Jordan, I think, has to be at the top of the list, right? I mean, come on.
One last analogy about the New York Rangers fan and fans in '94.
Mm-hmm.
One guy whose father was a lifelong Ranger fan, and, you know, from '94, they hadn't won a Stanley Cup since 1940.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 54 years. Guy called up the FAN, he told that he watched... He listened to the last two games, the Ranger games. He went to his father's cemetery, who had recently passed away, put his transistor radio on top and listened to the games with his father, who had just passed away. There were a million stories like that with the Rangers, with the Rangers winning '94.
Wow. I'm sure as it goes, though, we'll find stories like that for these Knicks, too, really.
Yeah, because this is 53 years.
Yeah.
But I think it's totally locked up, don't you?
I tend to think so, yeah. And just because, and I think...
Even though every game has been close.
Yes, because the MVP of the series for me is Karl Anthony Towns. And Victor Wembanyama has not allowed him to run away with any... He hasn't, you know what I mean? He hasn't dominated any game. And as long as Karl Anthony Towns and the Knicks can keep Wembanyama off the scoreboard, essentially, you know, in a meaningful way, the Knicks are going to win this game.
Danielle, my final comment.
Yeah.
If Obi has a good game and the Knicks win tonight, he's the MVP.
Yeah.
Just for that one iconic thing.
Correct. I think so. I wonder what the odds are to do that.
You agree with me, right?
Yeah, yes, yes. As good as all the other ones were, I mean, they wouldn't be there without OG Anunoby in that play.
Great job, Coach.
And thanks, Bob. Thanks for the call. Good, all good stuff. But yeah, if he goes out, and again, they still have to play at least one more game. And if OG Anunoby goes, it's just, you know, the stone cold killer. You know, and he doesn't even crack a smile in the press conferences, you know. He goes out there and he gets it done. He's the MVP. And I wonder what the odds are on that, because I might have to do that. Because I remember it was Brunson was, the favorite. Then it was Towns. And then it was, I don't even know. So I'll have to look at that and let you know. But 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. Actually, maybe I can tell you right now. It loaded. NBA Finals, games, all future bets. Like, okay, series leaders. I can't find it, actually. It's not on here. Yeah, no, it's not on here. Featured players, series leaders. No, it's not on here. Maybe when I get back to New Jersey, it will be. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. We go to Dino, who's listening in Maryland on the free Odyssey app. Hey, Dino.
Danielle, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. First of all, congratulations on your end. Well deserved.
Thank you.
Secondly, a birthday present with my one team last night with the Mets, and now goes into Mike Brown, the way he's been coaching this series now with Alvarado, Robinson. Thank you for a little elbow shot to Wemby. I wish you'd be nice, a little harder, but I appreciate it.
Yep.
And
do it again.
Malcolm, I agree 100%, Danielle. Do it again. Feel like old school 90s Knicks, as they say.
That's right.
And for my birthday present, even though it was last night, let's do this tonight. Knicks in five.
Let's go. Happy birthday, Dino. Knicks in five.
Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate it. Be safe tonight.
You too. Thanks for the call there, Dino. Yeah, Knicks in five. Happy birthday, Dino. And, you know, I never want to, promote violence, you know, but, like, if a guy is going to take it to Wemby, it's going to be a guy like Alvarado. Keep your eye on him in game five. Keep your eye on him. Let's go to Charles in Queens. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind?
Oh, man. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for doing. Hey, look, you call at 4:20 in the morning. You deserve to get on. What's on your mind?
I'm an optimistic Knicks fan, but I am a little nervous about this next game.
Why is that?
And the only reason why I'm nervous is because I know the NBA doesn't want it to just go to 4 or 5.
Yeah, I know.
These refs, they showed it already.
I know.
I don't see us winning game five. I do see us winning game six, but yeah. I just don't see us winning game five. But,
yeah, because of the overarching man. Theme of the fix is in, as my mom would say.
Yes.
You know, so Danielle, like, the fix is in. I know, I know.
I just don't want us to feel bad if we lose tomorrow.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
Like I said, we could. We've shown this already. Mm-hmm. We've done this already. We beat teams out of way, and you know, if we win, like, it will feel even better. But I just don't see it tomorrow. I do feel it on Tuesday. Tuesday it will be amazing at the Garden. Man,
I know. I'm just imagining it myself. I mean, really, yeah. I mean, it would be.
It would be legendary.
Yeah.
But, like, I appreciate you so much because, like, I just don't know how you could take these baseball calls at this moment right now.
I know.
Picks are on fire. And, like, people are talking about the Mets no. and the Yankees. It's
no.
just like, how?
No.
How can you be talking about the Mets and the Yankees
know.
Right now?
I know. I
it's
don't know.
It's the Knicks in the championship. You ain't talking about the Mets and the Yankees?
I know.
Come on.
Look, I love baseball. I do. I love baseball, but this
I love baseball, too. This... But, like, come on. It's the know. Knicks. In the championship, and you're calling about the Mets and the Yankees?
I know.
In June? Come on.
Oh, Charles, I am right there with you. I am right there with you. Thanks for the call. Let's go Knicks.
You got it.
Yeah, I know. He's not wrong about that. He's not wrong. But if I could sneak this in here, though, I tell you, my adult summer league softball, like, we've started. We had our first game, and I play for the Phillies, so you can go ahead and relax, because I didn't pick them. They picked me. And we won our first game. It was tight. It was 3-1 through the first couple innings. Guess who had all the RBI? You know, I had The answer's me. I had a RBI single early on, and then in the first inning, and I got up in the third inning. I had a 2-run home run, and I had my Meta glasses in my bat bag, and because I wanted to wear them for the game, and I shouldn't have had them on for that. Like, I was home before, like, home. Base, not home in my house. I was home before the second cutoff girl even got the ball. Like, that's how I crushed, tattooed it. And I wish I had that one on video, but then from that point on, I was like, okay, well, I gotta wear the Meta glasses next time up. Yeah. And so I did. And I hit that one pretty well too, but it wasn't like the other one. And I ended up posting it, and I was wearing them in the field just to get like a point of view shot of like fielding a ground ball. Of course, the last three innings of the game, not a single ground ball was hit my way. But I did take a cool video of my teammate diving, third baseman diving, making a play out at first. So if you wanted to see that, I did post them. It's at Coach MCCARTAN, probably easiest to find it right on Instagram. It's the picture of like the team. So if you scroll on the carousel, there's like the second one and the third one. I don't know, I just only posted the hit. All right, well, next time I'll post that all up so you can see it. But I thought that was kind of cool to do something like that. They're a little heavy on your face while you're playing, you know, but pretty cool. But I didn't get to play this past week. Want to know why? Well, I broke my toe Sunday afternoon. Yeah, I had a nice day out by the pool, came in, was going to take a shower. So I put my watch to charge on the charger on my nightstand. And I turned around to enter, you know, exit my room and go into the bathroom. And bam, I caught my foot on the bed frame, the bed post, the bed leg, whatever you want to call it. And I hurt it. It was instantly broken. And my first thought was this. I had a field trip planned 2 days later. Not an easy one. Ellis Island, Statue of Liberty. So, you know, 11,000 steps later, I'm feeling it still. And like, you really don't know how important the toe next to your pinky toe is until it's the way it is for me right now. So yeah, operating with 9 toes tonight and for the foreseeable future. So I don't know how many highlight reels you're going to get from my softball team until this heals up. And I'm just miserable, like incapacitated. I'm just miserable. I can't run. Like the day before, I literally ran a 5K on my own. And then this happens. I went to the gym Sunday morning. And then this happens like 4:30 p.m. Sunday. Ridiculous. But now, oh, by the way, now all my teammates want me to make, with all the footage, they want me to make a highlight reel for our end of the season dinner. Oh, like I have time to do that? I guess I could, though. I guess it's not a bad suggestion. I guess I could do it. 888-808-1019. As we sit here on San Antonio Spurs Elimination Day. My question to you is Jalen Brunson already on the New York Knicks Mount Rushmore? If they win it, my answer is yes. 888-808-1019. We'll get to your calls coming up next. My name is Danielle McCartan with you right here on The Fan. My name is Danielle McCartan. Happy to be with you on this Saturday morning. And as we sit here, I'm thinking to myself, is Jalen Brunson's face already etched into the Knicks Mount Rushmore? And I guess it kind of depends on who's already on it for you. For me, number one is Willis Reed. I mean, he was the MVP of both championship teams. For me, number two, Walt Frazier is already on Mount Rushmore, two-time Knicks champion, still broadcast for the team. Number three for me is Patrick Ewing, still the all-time Knicks scoring leader. Carried the team to two finals, including the most recent one besides this one, 1999. And I think that's kind of, we can widely kind of agree on that top three. It's after that that I think is up for interpretation. Who is it currently? Carmelo Anthony, number four? Is it Bernard King? Is it Earl Monroe? Because if we're talking about the last one in, and can Jalen Brunson supplant them? Well, King and Anthony, they've never won an NBA championship. Monroe has one. Okay, so then Brunson would have one. Monroe has four All-Star, you know, nominations, All-Star games. Brunson already has three, and he's only 29 years old. And I would venture to guess that he would probably be an All-Star again, at least one or two more times in his career, right? I think that's fair. So I think just based on the hardware alone, if the Knicks win this series, Jalen Brunson eclipses Monroe, and if, you know, and I think he is without a doubt the fourth face on the Mount Rushmore of the New York Knickerbockers. And remember, too, that he took less money to be a Knick, so they could fill out the team, like all that stuff. That's like unheard of in modern sports where guys take less. Judge did it. Brunson did it. But it's not common. So when the Knicks win the finals, I would say to get the construction crew out. You got to, you know, chip away, and then you got to add Jalen Brunson's face to that Knicks Mount Rushmore. No doubt about it. So for me, it's Reed, Frazier, Ewing, Brunson. And we, my friend, are watching history in real time. Your thoughts on my Knicks Mount Rushmore. 888-808-1019. Of course, only if Jalen Brunson and his Knicks win this series, whether it be, you know, game 5, 6, or 7. If they win it, he's on it. No doubt about it for me. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. Can't call. You could always find me on social media. It's at Coach MCCARTAN on whichever platform is your favorite, because like a part-time job, I am managing all of them. All right, here we go. In the order you called, we go to Phil, who is calling from Sheepshead Bay. What's up, Phil?
How are you, Danielle?
I'm good.
Danielle, I want to make a couple of comments about OG Anunoby. Mm-hmm. Number one, he's a modest person.
Yeah.
I don't like people who are braggart, mm-hmm. like that other guy called Mr. Wemby. Mm. He does things unassumingly. He's all over. He's the heart of the team. I know everyone says Brunson, but if you look at the accomplishments, this guy blocks shots. He steals the ball.
Yep.
He's there at all these key moments, and on top of it, just recently he put that the ball back in the put in. Mm-hmm. I rate him number one, Nick, in terms of personality and playmaking. All right, my other comment was
I like that all that. I'd vote Karl Anthony Towns as well, the both of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Karl Anthony Towns came alive under Mike Brown. They somehow shifted him. He was a little shy, but now he's gung-ho. And I see when guys are on the bench and he's sitting, he's giving advice to them. So yep. He's becoming a big leader.
Yep.
My last comment is about Mr. Jose Alvarado. Mm. Now, you said I don't believe in violence, but if anybody gets on Wemby's case, it's going to be Jose Alvarado.
Yes.
He doesn't fear anything. He's good at all the most important moments of the game, and this is how I feel. Knicks in five. Let's go. Have a good evening. Bye now.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jose Alvarado, look, what he's talking about is like, you know, you're not going to have Karl Anthony Towns elbow Wembanyama across the face, right? If anybody's going to do it, it's going to be the Brooklyn boy. It's going to be Jose Alvarado doing it. Christ the King alum. He's going to have to take matters into his own hands if things become dire. And he would be a hero because of it, I'll tell you that much. Let's go to Rob in New Jersey. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Danielle. I totally agree that Brunson's on Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. Just for the fact that none of those other guys that you mentioned, Carmelo or anyone else, has brought the energy to New York
yes.
the way that Brunson has.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's definitely number four. But the other night, when right after Mitch gave the elbow to Wemby's head
yep.
and got that play grant,
yep.
and Wemby was, you know, I'm in their head.
Yeah.
And then they totally blew the game.
Yeah.
I love that. Because
me too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think if you're
going to talk crap, you at least have to back it up. I mean, he hit his teammate in the back with an outlet pass later in that game. That was the same game, right? And then he missed the game-winning shot. That was the same game, right? I'm getting mixed up, but yeah.
Missed those two free throws.
Yes.
He choked.
Choked artist.
I freaking love that, Danielle. I don't know if anyone's been talking about that, but
yeah.
I'm in their head. I don't know if they're going to win tonight or next week back at the Garden. I hope it's back at the Garden.
Yeah,
honestly,
I know. Selfishly, yes, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Rob, that is going to, if the Knicks win this series, that is going to be on t-shirts for a long time. That is going to haunt San Antonio for a long time. I'm in your head. Oh, yeah? Really? That's why you missed the foul shots? That's why you nailed your teammate between the shoulder blades with an outlet pass? That's why you missed the game-winning shot? I mean, come on, Wemby. Wembanyama. Refs can't help you at all, any of those things, can they now? 888-808-1019. Let's go to Tony, who's calling from Montreal. Hi, Tony. It's been a while. How are you?
Yes, hi. How are you? Just getting up and was listening to you. And I just had been gone over the great shot, the inbound pass
yes.
from OG to Jalen, and that beautiful shot he took. I mean, it takes courage to take that long shot with short time left on the clock. And, you know, he does that. That's why I believe he's one of the best. That's why I believe he's one of the clutch players. You know, Danielle, I compare him to, like, Mark Messier.
Mm.
He's got the fire in his eyes, you know, like he wants to deliver that championship. But what really impressed me was Cat. As soon as he tipped that ball in, if you notice, he fell, he got back up, and he started running back to position because there's 1.2 left.
Mm-hmm.
And Cat came and hugged him.
Yes.
Cat was hugging him like he was hugging his little brother.
Yep.
Like, to me, that like almost you almost get emotional when you see that. Because those five players, okay, I say they fit like a glove, five fingers in a glove.
Yep.
And they play to win for each other. And, you know, when you're talking about Shamet and Robinson and all these other guys that come off the bench, it's like it's a brotherhood. I really believe that. And they play better. They play for each other. And it's like when the Rangers won. They played for each other. And that guy, Jalen, is the top dog, man. I don't care what people say. You know, like they talk about all these superstars, okay?
Yeah, yep.
You go around, okay? You start pointing to your head, and you sit on your rear end on the court in Madison Square Garden, the
yeah.
temple of all super sports
yep.
events, and you think you're going to be king just because they're anointing you? No, bro, you got to beat the Knicks in the Garden, and you got to beat them four times, and not going to happen.
Yep.
And all those talking heads, I won't mention all the channels on national TV, the Knicks can't do it. You, those brothers were not watching the games. They were not watching the Knicks. They were not watching that they had scored something like 1,400 points in 13 games, yeah. And they had been outscoring their opponents by 273 points. And they have an average of 124 points per 100 possessions,
yeah.
Right at the top of the league in history. So you know what? Kudos to New York. Kudos to Jalen. Kudos to WFAN. I listen to you guys because I love what you guys talk about sports, because you're as passionate as I am about sports, 10 times more than me, from everybody that I listen to. That's why I like listening to you guys,
yeah.
And giving me a chance to talk and to say what I believe in. Not too many stations do that in radio, especially up here in Montreal.
Yeah,
some do in Montreal, but you guys are the best. I listen to all these callers come in. You give them big time on the radio. That's why you're the top. And listen, New York, party hard when you win. Party safe.
Yes.
Make yourselves proud. Go through the canyon. You'll have new heroes. I've been watching it for 50 years, like your other caller said. But guess what? This team is one of the most exciting. That game I saw when it came back from 29 points.
Yeah.
That was the most exciting comeback. I mean, honestly, I was falling out of my chair. It was unbelievable. I couldn't sit down.
I jumped out of my bed. It took me like a half an hour to actually get to calm down and get to sleep that night. It was crazy. But by the way, Tony, I don't know if you saw this. Did you see what Josh Hart said about OG Anunoby?
No.
He thanked him for and this is a quote from him. He thanked him for saving him from what he called a lifetime of regret.
Wow. Big time, man. You know what? I was in a fraternity when I was in college and I played NCAA sports, played hockey. And those guys that I went through all that stuff with,
yeah.
I'm 67 now. We were 19 years old. We still talk to each other.
Yeah, see that?
And you know, yeah. That's what, you know, the fans, you guys as fans know when the players are phonies and when the players are real.
Oh, no doubt.
Jalen is a real dude. And all those guys around him, it's like a fraternity, man.
Yep.
But the fraternity includes the New York fans. Because
yep.
It's what, Danielle, how many years in 1973? Is that what, 50-odd years?
53.
They haven't won a 53? Okay. You know what? Play it. I'm praying tonight that they take him out.
Me too.
I want the Knicks to win. It's as bad as Montreal hasn't won since 93.
Yeah.
But you guys, it's even worse.
Well,
so take him out. Take him out. Bring the ring. I hope the King brings the ring to New York. That's what I really want.
Yeah,
I want
Tony.
The King is Jalen to me.
Yeah, well, that's right. If he wins it, it's definitely, he is definitely the King of New York at this moment in time. No doubt about that. What was I going to say about the, geez, I forgot what I was going to say. All right, so we got one break coming up. What was I gonna say just now? See, I've been up for almost 24 straight hours, so it's a little, some things at this point are dropping out of my head. But I'll consult my notes here, and I want to talk about the one thing. Thing's not a good word. The one thing I'm worried about, though. The one thing I'm worried about, because I've been watching every second of Victor Wembanyama, and I have learned something, that he has been totally exposed in this way, and that leads to what I'm worried about. They are correlated here in Game 5, so stay tuned. Call me up. It's your last chance to get aboard. 888-808-1019. My name is Danielle McCartan with you right here on The Fan. Spurs Elimination Day. I got to tell you something. Victor Wembanyama, number one overall pick, 2023. Seems like a likable guy. Not anymore. The guy's been totally exposed. And I'm actually worried that it's going to lead to issues for the Knicks in Game 5. I don't know about you, but I can't say that I've watched much of him as he plays basketball down in Texas. And I'm not, as you might have noticed, I haven't called him Wemby yet this entire show. We are not on a nickname basis. The man's name is Wembanyama. And I am not, it's not an endearing term that this guy is a dirty player. Because in just four games, or fewer, I guess, this series, maybe it didn't take all four, definitely didn't take all four. He's been totally exposed. He is a dirty-ass, filthy-ass player. And how do you say that in French? I should have asked the French teacher at school today, Friday, whatever day. If you look at some of the snapshots from the series, Game 4, he tried to take his big-ass feet, both of them, and he tried to stomp on the ankle of OG Anunoby at the top of the key. Luckily, He missed. Game four, he's got the ball in a triple threat position, and his foot, with weight on it, is directly on top of Jose Alvarado's right foot. And obviously, the size difference is vast, because Wembanyama's toes go down past Alvarado's toes, and then his heel is all the way up by Alvarado's, above where the crew sock ends, that high up. So what an advantage that is to attack a defenseman who you've pinned down one out of his two legs. That's a lot easier to do. And I'm just talking about just snippet snapshots. Obviously, the Brunson thing, like, obviously. And as you know, a player is automatically suspended for one playoff game after accumulating its four flagrant foul points. So Wembanyama has two already. He was ejected for elbowing Naz Reid way back in this playoff somewhere along the line. And I watched it, by the way. And the elbow to the face of Naz Reid was just too similar to the flagrant two that they reviewed him for in game three against Brunson. And they reviewed it, and it was still nothing, which is astounding to me still. And it still, I mean, Thursday, I was still, thinking about it. So I called up a San Antonio sports radio station, local radio. I asked, Danielle from New Jersey wanted to know how the host was going to defend that. And he told me, is a quote. He said, once they reviewed it and saw Brunson had a handful of Wemby's jersey, that's what negated it. I'm like, come on, pal. Like, those things are not the same. You grab somebody's jersey and you shove their face into the ground. Victor Wembanyama should not be playing in the elimination game later today. But he is. And then the host in San Antonio continued on and also told me, the NBA is not going to suspend the face of a league and a global superstar during the NBA Finals. And I said, bingo. At least he admitted it, that the golden boy, we cannot do any wrong. But here's where I'm worried. Clearly, Victor Wembanyama is unhinged. Anger issues. I know you saw the Brunson obvious flagrant. I urge you to watch the flagrant two on Naz Reid in this year's playoffs. All of the little things that don't get called to. Here's what I'm worried about. And we talked about some of the little things just a few seconds ago. But here's what I'm worried about. Picture this. Game five. The Spurs are down bad, crying in the gym. Taylor Swift reference. Spurs are down bad, crying in the gym. It's late in the elimination game. Wembanyama is comfortable. He's at home. He's been babied by the officials all the way through these NBA Finals. And then all of a sudden, this loose cannon, this sore loser, the world's biggest baby, gets to the point where he realizes that there's not going to be a tomorrow or a next game. I am afraid he's going to do something recklessly catastrophic to a player wearing a blue jersey that says New York across the front of it. So what? He gets suspended for one playoff game? Like, flagrant, he'll get his 4 points, but there aren't any left. Then what? That would be a huge black mark on this league. And if he injures a star player in a sore loser fit of rage, how do you defend that? So I am saying from here on out, because the Spurs are facing elimination from here on out, the officiating crew needs to be aware of this. They need to be tougher on him so that he doesn't feel that he is entitled enough to behave like a 7'5" baby. And I would tell the Knicks, heads on a swivel, guys, because he might be coming for you. If he realizes that there is no tomorrow, he might be coming for you based on the pattern of behavior he has exhibited throughout this final series. That's what I'm worried about. And can we please jump off Taylor Swift for attending a Knicks game? She is a Knicks fan. Do one iota of a Google search and you'll find that. The amount of celebrities that were in attendance. She's the most famous person in the world, by the way. And you're going to pick on Taylor Swift, Monica McNutt? get a life. Just get a life and do one iota of research. One Google search before you open your mouth, Monica McNutt. How about that? How about that? Let's go to Matt in Queens. What's up, Matt? Matt, once, twice. Oh, boy. All right. So we close it out with Randy and Edison. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Danielle, two things real quick. I want to bring up the Jalen Brunson thing, but I want to be honest with you because that's the kind of person I am. I was so upset about the game the other night. I almost took the clicker and threw it at the TV, which I just couldn't watch it no more. And I did go to bed.
Oh, I went to bed you didn't.
I don't want to lie.
Oh, no.
But, hey, listen, at least I admit it.
I know.
But my daughter wanted me to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jalen Brunson versus Iverson.
Yeah.
Where do you put them to? And what do you think if he wins a championship? Is he ahead of him, or is he still behind him?
Oof, this is a tough question for about 60 seconds left in the show. I would say,
I know.
I would say, yeah. I don't know, because Allen Iverson was just so good individually. Oh, it's a tough question. I think we can we revisit this the next time I'm on. I think initially I was like, yes, the championship puts Brunson over him, but then you look at just the amount of individual accolades that Iverson has, individually, if we're going head to head, maybe you go Iverson in this just because.
It's a tough one, right?
It's a tough one. Randy, it's an impossible question. I hate to end the show on an impossible question, but hey, it was a good one. And it's something we can continue to debate as it goes on, as it goes. So thanks to all the callers again. I couldn't have done it without you, obviously. You don't want me coming here and talking to you for 3 straight hours. And it's the magic of the fan is you're involved in it, too. And if you missed any portion of today's show, hit the rewind feature on the Odyssey app. It was the start of the show. It was 2 a.m. Great job to Ray Jarvis behind the glass on this. This was a fast show to me. It felt fast. So I will see you again next time. And until then, attack Coach McCartan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And don't forget to pre-register for Knicks.com/playoffs. Get into those watch parties. Let's see. Maybe I'll see you there. We've got Joe Beningo from home coming up next right here on The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.